Hi, Chris Peter Phillip.
You're calling me, who are you?
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal in regards to Scottish redress claim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is this Philip I'm speaking to, yeah?
It is indeed, yeah. Just need to check, you didn't introduce yourself, you know?
Yeah, no worries, my apologies. Just usually like to make sure I'm speaking to the right person before I divulge any information, you see.
Yeah, and I like to know who I'm speaking to before I divulge anything.
Absolutely. Don't blame me for that either, to be fair, pal. So, yeah, like I said, I was just calling in regards to the claim today. Basically, the claim has been accepted. We have received back the documents from the Scottish Redress Claim for you, which obviously is good news. It's just a quick one today, basically. They have just said that they prefer your signature to be on the form that we sent to them. So I am just going to send the form out for you just to add, add your signature onto it. And then also... just to say it as well, just sign a form, just say that we did speak to you in regards to the fees and things like that as well, and you was happy with them. Just one moment. Just as
important. With no win, no fee, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. It's no win, no
fee. Sorry, what's your name again?
My name's Elliot, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's no win, no fee basis.
What's the letter of it dealing with it, Elliot?
It's MMA Legal.
Yeah. And who are they passing it on to?
Sorry, it's just ourselves at MMA Legal at the moment, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, like
that,
I do just...
Michael, Alpha, MMA Legal.
All right, what's the initials MMA stand for?
I'm not too sure if there is much of a meaning. I think it's something to do with the names of the owners or something like that. I think they just like the way it sounds, if I'm completely honest with you. It doesn't stand for like any like specific words or anything like that. If that's what you mean,
yeah.
Just a moment. Yeah. So do you just need to make you aware as well, obviously, before I do send the form, that there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Is that okay?
That's not
what I was told before.
What was told, sorry?
What I signed said that no win, no fee.
Yeah.
So
that's just
be
basically
liable for any kind of money.
Yeah, that's just basically what... Yeah, so, okay, with this claim, it will be a no-win, no-fee basis. In any successful case, it will be, 20%, including all VAT that they will charge. Basically, that statement that I just read was just to make you aware that you can claim by yourself if you would like to, or also you can instruct one of those solicitors who, like I did just mention. But with ourselves, the way that we've... Yeah.
I was under the impression that this had already been put forward to a solicitor.
This has been put forward to the solicitor. Sorry, like I said, at the start of the call, I did say the solicitors have accepted the case and we have received your documents back from the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah, and who is the solicitor dealing with it?
MMA Legal.
Have any contact from anyone?
The solicitors is who you sign the documents with, MMA Legal.
Yeah.
I have signed documents in regards to this already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's obviously solicitors who are dealing with this for you. So just one thing though, we do also need to have a beneficiary on the system. Somebody, if anything was to happen to yourself, they would receive the money. But also,
I've already did that.
Yeah, well, there's no beneficiary on the system at the moment. I can just double check the claim form from the time when you...
You need to check the WhatsApp messages. This is the third
step. Do you know who you were speaking to? Do you know who you were speaking to at the time?
Yeah, I do actually. One was Ben.
Was it Ben? Yeah, just one moment. Just one moment.
One was, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about this. Just in order for me to send the form, I do need to have the beneficiary. I'm just going to ask Ben now as well, just see if I can find that for me? Because would you need... Yeah. So for some reason, on the claims form, it just says beneficiary wife. It doesn't have a name or a contact number or anything like that. That's why there's not one been put on the system at the moment.
Yeah, that's why I put on it.
Yeah. So we would need to confirm your wife's name and contact number as well.
Well, see, I've already had confirmation that everyone is okay on MMA's side.
Yeah, everything...
Side.
Yeah, everything... was okay up to a point. Like I said, we've been contacted off the Scottish redress claim and say the form that we sent out to them, they want your signature on that form.
Oh, I see.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm going to send you that form in a moment and you can pop your signature onto that form and that way we can send that back to them with the updated form with your signature on it and then they'll be happy. They'll be okay with that. They just want to see that you have put your name on that and said that you're, you know, you are who you say you are, basically, when we send it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So, like I said, what I do need to do, in order to send the form, we do need to put a beneficiary down on the system. So, can you just confirm your wife's name and contact number? I can just put your contact number if you'd like, but we would need to confirm a name.
Well, see, Elliot, I've already done that. That's what I don't understand.
When you put the beneficiary down, you just said my wife. They said, who would you like to be the beneficiary? You just said my wife, and they just wrote down his wife. They didn't put your wife's name or a contact number.
I see.
They literally just wrote the words, his wife, which isn't sufficient. Yeah, he said we'll send over beneficiary information once stop driving.
Yeah.
You were driving at the time when you was on the call.
Yeah, the other part of this I'm interested in is that I've already been told in message everyone's okay. If there's any more information, they would let me know. So it's kind of bothering me that I'm now being phoned and asking for my wife's details.
Sorry, can you just repeat that, sorry?
I'm saying, I've already been texted because I inquired that everyone was signed properly and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had a text back telling me that everything's fine.
Everything was fine, but like say, at the time of the call, if you remember, you were driving, you said to the person on the phone at the time, I'll give you the details later on when I'm not driving. So they never got it on. So we have managed to speak to the Scottish redress claim. They've contacted us to say that, first of all, they want your signature on that form, and we also do need the beneficiary.
You said earlier that you would send out to me physically if he signed.
Sorry, so we'll just continue answering the question first. So everything was fine, everything was going ahead up until the point. We've hit a hurdle where the Scottish redress claim won't carry on without your signature on that piece of paper. And we also do need the beneficiary in order to make sure that your claim is legitimate.
Yeah.
I said, I am calling from MMA Legal myself. Everything was fine, but these are the details that we need in order for the claim to continue. Otherwise, it won't be able to continue.
Yeah, what I'm asking you, Elliot, is earlier in the conversation, you said you were going to send that out to me to sign it. And then later on here, you're now saying you're going to send... I can't sign... on a PDA form.
We send you a link on your text, you click it, you sign it, it takes 2 seconds.
Right, okay.
Yeah. In order for me to send that form, though, I need to add a beneficiary. It's not allowing me to send the document without a beneficiary, and just the name, my wife, and no contact number isn't acceptable. I'll have to just continue with that. I don't know who you spoke to at the time when you did the call, but they shouldn't have just wrote your wife down. They should have actually got a name and number off you at the time on the call.
I'm not convinced this is genuine on the phone.
I don't understand what more I'm supposed to say. I'm calling from the solicitors who are dealing with your claim.
What
I can't process MMA Legal.
What does MMA Legal stand for?
Like I said earlier on to Mark, there isn't an actual thing that it stands for. The owners, one of them's called Mark, one of them's called Matt, one of them's called Andrew. They just decided that MMA sounded good as their name. It doesn't stand for anything specifically that you're going to, you know, get from it. That's just the name of the solicitor. That's not really the relevant part.
Yeah, but we've not had any letters sent through with unheaded paper or anything. And normally when no,
we spoke to Philip, he signed a document. He did have the option to download the document if he would have liked to at the time.
Right.
I've got the document that's been signed here. We have spoken to the... Like I said, I'm calling from the solicitors. I'm calling on an admin side of things for you today. We can't process with this claim without it being done. That's...
Yeah, we're getting that. It's just that while you've been on the phone, we've been discussing this. You know, and I haven't had any physical paper come through the door, and everything seems a bit up in the air. And I've been contacted up to this point by three separate people, four including yourself. So it's a bit like there's no consistency with the individual that was originally speaking to. Then I seem to land up past a guy called Ben. Now I'm speaking to a guy called Elliot.
I can put you on the phone to Ben. Sorry, Philip. My background story.
I don't trust everybody, you know.
I can put you on the phone to Ben in literally 30 seconds if you like. He's on a call. We're in the same office. There's no one specific person assigned to your case. We are a solicitor's firm. We deal with multiple cases at a time. If you would like to speak to Ben, I can put him on the call as soon as he's off his call.
Right.
Would you like me to send the thing to the government?
Ben's just shown
me. He texted you today at 2:30. If you check your WhatsApp, you had a text at 4:37 from Ben.
I'm in the office.
I can put him on the phone to speak to you. Like I said, I'm calling right. today to help you continue
I'll give you
with
my wife's
claim.
Name or not now, Elliot.
Yeah.
Apologies, Elliot.
No, it's fine. I understand there's a lot of scammers.
I don't trust anybody, you know.
I completely understand there's a lot of scams. For me, it's inconsistent, you know. Yeah. I completely understand there's a lot of scams and things like that out there. Like I said, it's been a bit frustrating on our end as well because we've signed up all of our customers and then we've been told that we now need to ring them all back 2 times over and get them to sign things over again. And they are getting a bit suspicious, but it's like we need it to continue with the claim, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, if you're dealing with people that come from my background, you're going to have to expect the fact that, you know, don't just trust anybody. But actually, don't trust anybody. You know, out with the people that we know. So what we're going to do is, I've had a conversation, while you've been on the phone, believe it or not, with my wife. She's quite happy to put her name forward. We're not legally married. We're common law husband and wife. We live together.
Yeah, that's fine. If you can just confirm her name.
And my wife's name is Valerie Howie. If you need spelling of Howie, I'll give you that.
Is it just H-O-W-I-E?
Sorry?
H-O-W-I-E.
Is it H-O-W-I-E?
Yes.
Yep. And can you just confirm a telephone number, or would you like me just to pop yours down?
Yeah, just put mine. Okay, my wife will give you hers.
Yep.
07596.
Yeah.
173362.
Perfect, thanks for that. So you just from
and it's the same address, obviously.
Right, so for some reason, it wouldn't allow me to send out the form for you to sign without a beneficiary down.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to send it now, sorry.
See, when you say send out the form, I'm expecting something to come through my door, me sign it.
Don't worry. We send it for a text, to be fair. It is a really quick process. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign once it's sent out.
It won't be a moment.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode as well? So some reason that's not on the system at the moment.
16DD4 7LY.
That's why it wasn't sending out, because the details wasn't actually down. That's Carlocky Place.
That's right, yeah.
You know. Just a moment, sorry. Yeah, so you should just receive a text message from me now with a link to just click. Now, it will be really simple to sign. It should only take about 30 seconds. I will talk to you through it. Can you see that text?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, if you just click it, you should see a blue box that says execute all. Just underneath that, it's a white box for you to put your signature in. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All you literally need to do is put your signature inside there and then just click the blue box that says execute all. Once you've done that, it'll sign all three of the documents for you.
Yeah, the one I just go over the documents possible.
Yeah, no worries. Like I said, that's just a part one and three. The Scottish Redress Claim have already had that form. They already sent it back, but they do just want another copy with your signature on.
Yeah.
And then the third one is just what I read out, so you're just basically saying that we have already explained the fees and you are happy with them, that it is no win, no fee, and in any successful case, it is just 20%, including all VAT.
Yeah.
No. Just let me know if you stuck at any point or anything.
So what am I signing here? Am I instructing a solicitor to apply for this £2,000?
No, sorry. So that's something separate. So there are solicitors who you can instruct, and this redress claim will pay them £2,000. We're basically, what we're doing is we're doing a claim for you. We take 2%. But obviously, we try to get you the most maximum refund possible.
Aye, but what I'm talking about here is I'm trying to see here whether if I sign this or no, I'm not liable for any legal costs.
No, just like I said, you've already agreed, it's a no-win, no-fee basis. In any successful case, in any successful cases, 20% of any money that you get back, charge you a penny. The only thing is, basically, is there are solicitors who do it that way, and you can do it yourself, and we did need to make you aware of that. We hadn't made you aware of that before, so that's why we've rang you, explained it to you, and then get you to sign the document to say that you are aware that you can't do it yourself, you are aware you can't instruct a solicitor who would pay £2,000, but we're choosing to do it the way that we've agreed on the percentage and things like that.
Well, I have been informed that it's no fee.
No win, no fee, yeah.
No win, no fee.
Yeah. This is also a recorded call, and this whole conversation will be recorded as well. Just obviously for your benefit as well as mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right, okay. So if I sign this, then what happens, Elliot? Just remind me.
Yeah, so you just sign inside the box, just tap that execute all, and then we will just continue with the claim as we have been anyway. This time we can't go any further, basically.
Until I did this?
Oh, yeah, until that signed, we can't go any further.
Right, okay. So that should be sent back to you.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just refresh it on my end now as well, just to double check.
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you. That has came through on my end as well now. Again, thanks for taking the time out as well, Philip. I understand, obviously, there is a lot of, you know, suspicious calls and things like that. So,
About scammers. I was just more concerned because this was put you in the picture. I wasn't trying to be difficult with you. The background I come from, I don't trust anybody or anything. Even if you were standing in front of me saying this to me, I'd have been reacting the same way. It's a reaction I have. On part of the makeup. But Elliot, I'm aware of no win, no fee, but it's not really about winning for me. It's about being recognised and held. It's a bit more important to me than it might be to yourself or other people. This is something that's not been dealt with for over 40 years, you know, so...
Yeah, I completely understand, and I know it isn't just like an average case, like, that's why we don't usually just typically treat it like, you know, an average sales call either, to be completely honest with you, like, I understand it is a difficult subject as well, so thanks for obviously taking the time out, but, like I said, I just knew, obviously, without that time today, it wouldn't have been able to go any further, and we want to get you your money back as soon as we possibly can, to be completely honest with you. I know it's not about the money, but still, you know, we do aim to get it back for you as quick as we can.
Yeah, well, it's not really in my thinking, to be honest with you, Elliot, but like I said, it's about, I've been silent for years, you know, and it's about time somebody helped and acknowledged the fact. But anyway, thank you for your call, young man, and I do appreciate you being patient. Because I can't be quite difficult at times.
No, don't worry about it, honestly, Philip. Like I said, I can appreciate that as well, especially having to talk about this kind of stuff as well. So I do appreciate you taking the time and obviously going through it. Should be around 12 months, to be honest. I don't think there should be much more that we will need to get in time with you now either, to be fair. So,
yeah, no problem.
Yeah. No worries. Then you have a lovely day. No worries. Thanks for your time.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, young man. Bye-bye.
Cheers. And yourself. Bye.